This episode of the Locked On Eagles podcast is brought to you by Bet Online. Are we ready for some football in just 2 weeks? Less than 2 weeks, we will be kicking off Super Bowl 55 as the regular season has wrapped up. Playoffs are wrapping up. There is only one more game that matters, and there's only one place that has you covered to bet, and one place that we trust here at the Locked On Eagles podcast for all our bets, and that's betonline.ag. So sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. We have player props, games of the week. They have boosted odds. They have bonuses when you submit. So why not go get some free money, go win some free money, and don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON. So don't sit on the sidelines. Get in on the action at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts, and don't forget to use that promo code Locked On. That's LOCKEDON. All right, everybody, welcome on into another edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Once again, Gino Camilleri joining you on this Wednesday edition of the show. We wanted to take a day off on Tuesday as we are getting into Senior Bowl week. We wanted to have some time to study those first days of practices. Unfortunately, I was not able to go down there this year. I wish I could. Got to go to the CGS this year, which was just as great. But good thing for media and technology, we are able to stream the practices. I'm watching the national team's practice currently while I am doing this show, so it'll be good to get some more eyes on the practice. And today we are going to kick off the first segment of this Senior Bowl week as we kick off this show talking about offense, and tomorrow we will get into the defense. So in segment one here, I'm going to preview just exactly the positions I'm looking at down in Mobile. So if you look at this Philadelphia Eagles roster, the turnover is going to be evident at the wide receiver position. We know that there is a highly unlikelihood that DeSean Jackson returns, that Alshon Jeffrey returns. Greg Ward is always a fringe roster player. They went young last year, drafting Jalen Reagor, John Hightower, Quez Watkins. We know how good this class is going to be. And for me, I'm looking at this Senior Bowl to go out and look at wide receiver opportunities once again, because you have seen great players come out of the Senior Bowl. You look last year to a guy like Van Jefferson, Antonio Gandy-Golden, all raised their draft stock drastically from having good weeks down there. And you look at the running back position as well, something in Philadelphia that Corey Clement is more than likely going to be on his way out. They have Jason Huntley, who they traded for, but who knows what his roster future is going to be. And besides Miles Sanders, Boston Scott would probably have the second best chance to remain on the roster. But we all know that this is the NFL, the not for long. And Boston Scott, if, let's say, his lateral agility drops off, that you might want to be replacing your second running back. And down in this class in Mobile, you have some guys that I would love to pair up with Miles Sanders that would create a fantastic duo. And I would have loved a guy like Antonio Gibson last year. And there are definitely some cats down there this year that have the same type of mentality. The offensive line, I mean, there are just some maulers down there that we will get into. And I would say tight end is always going to be an option for this team, with Zach Ertz possibly going to be on the way out. And you look at Dallas Goedert being your number one option. Who do you have behind him? You had signed Tyree Jackson to a futures deal. You move Hakeem Butler there from wide receiver. Two players that have to adapt to that new position, but ultimately they do have the athleticism. When it comes down to it, tight ends come out of the Senior Bowl with their draft stock flying through the roof. I mean, if you look at the guys last year, I mean, Josiah DeGara, for example, he goes out and he's drafted by the Packers very high. He's somebody that you look, he was an H-back style player, somebody that, who knows if he fits the modern style offense, goes and gets drafted by Matt LaFleur and his company. So this can do wonders for a lot of these guys. And we've seen guys at the quarterback position well, and we know Jalen Hurts all too well here in Philadelphia, and how the Eagles love to target Senior Bowl quarterbacks. They had done that with Clayton Thorson a couple years ago. They did that with Carson Wentz. They love to target this event for quarterbacks. So, I mean, if I'm going to rank these positions in order of need on offense, I am going tight end, then I'm going wide receiver, I would go offensive line, running back, and then quarterback. And that's exactly what we're going to hit on in the next segment here, is talking about some of those names that have shined down in Mobile the first day and a half so far. And guys that, as I've been looking at their tape, I believe could fit this Philadelphia Eagles offense. And they need guys. They're going to have to get cheaper in all departments, and offense is going to be one of them, because you're going to lose guys like DeSean Jackson, Alshon Jeffrey. You're going to lose some guys on the line. Who knows if Jason Kelce is going to retire? There are all sorts of options that are going to happen in this offseason. But before we get back with segment two, we want to talk about our friends over at Built Bar. Built Bar, you guys know them by now. The new improved Built Bar is even more delicious air with 18 amazing new flavors. You guys know the originals, the caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia. You know them. We've said them a ton of times. But the original flavors that are coming back stronger than ever, raspberry, peanut butter, banana bread, mint brownie, salted caramel. I mean, come on. These are unbelievable. I get a box of them all the time from Built Bar. We love them here in the Camilleri household. They're 100% chocolate. So for you chocolate lovers, it'll give you that chocolate fix with some health additives to it. They're soft and easy to chew. Built Bar is for a great health-conscious guy, lady, whoever you may be, to lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. So go out and grab these snacks that only have 5 net carbs for all you people that are involved in keto, any of those diets. They fit your macros, and they will fit into your everyday diet. So you get a free cooler with purchase while supplies last. I mean, that's unbelievable to go get that alone. Go get it, guys. So go to builtbar.com and use the promo code Locked On, and you'll get 20% off your next order with a free cooler. Come on, 20% off a free cooler. They're giving this stuff away for great, nutritious Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com and use the promo code Locked On. All right, everybody, welcome on back to segment two of this first edition of the Senior Bowl week on the Locked On Eagles podcast. Getting back to it, as we are watching the national team practice here, their day two of practice is kicking off for the national team. The American team wrapped up about an hour and a half ago, so we have some guys to talk about, and we're going to start with the wide receiver position, because I truly believe that this arguably is the most talented group in general in Mobile right now. You look at what Philadelphia needs in this department. You went out and drafted Jalen Reagor, somebody who has that long speed, somebody who has that athleticism. Same with John Hightower, same with Quez Watkins. So if you're looking at it, and DeSean is going to be out of town, and Alshon Jeffrey more than likely, and we don't know what the future with JJ is, I'm targeting a guy who is more of a big body possession style receiver later on in the draft, because I think you can find those guys at nauseam. And if you go with a guy like Jamar Chase early, you can kind of fill that. So if you get Jamar Chase, who will be that number one possession receiver for you that will make all the plays, I'm still trying to add athleticism. And the athleticism in this group is banana land crazy. You look at a guy like Kadarius Toney, you go watch his tape, what he did in the SEC championship game against Alabama. His athleticism just flies off the tape. It's so evident what he did against top competition down there. And he is a guy that's only going to better himself from this week, just show off his improved route running, show off his ability to get open. I kind of compare him to almost that Mecole Hardman style mold that I loved, somebody who can excel in manufactured touches, but also can use his long speed and athleticism to get down the field. And Tony is a guy who did it at that SEC level. I always add a little asterisks when I'm grading that level of talent, because you're going against the best of the best. And Kadarius Toney is somebody that, if you don't want to draft a Pac-12 receiver, you draft him, because he is one of the better guys in this class. And I'm glad he went down to Mobile to answer any questions for these scouts. Looking at some of the lesser named guys, if you haven't heard of these two individuals, I highly suggest you go out and look at their tape. We're talking about Dwayne Eskridge, wide receiver out of Western Michigan. And then we are also looking at a kid who I'm guaranteeing you've never heard of out of FCS ranks, Cade Johnson out of South Dakota. Our good friend Dallas Goedert will probably have a good word for him. But Cade Johnson, somebody who comes from the FCS level, you come down to this event to show that you can play with the best of the best. And if you have seen any clips on Twitter so far in the past few days. Any of the news outlets that you've been seeing, Cade Johnson's athleticism flows off the tape. His route running is unbelievable. He's a smaller frame guy, somebody that can win in the slot in those two-way go style routes. And his route running, he just sinks his hips so quickly. His change of direction is on par with some of the best that I've seen down in Mobile. I would compare his route running to Van Jefferson's last year. And same thing with this Dwayne Eskridge out of Western Michigan as well. Two individuals that I added in my wide receiver grading this year, a home run column. And what that is much like if you've listened to this show in the past, Brandon Ayuk, a player last year who was at the Senior Bowl, unfortunately didn't do any on-field activities, but he was a player that every time he touched the ball, whether it's on a bubble screen, whether it's he's running a deep post route, whether he's just streaking up the sideline on a leak, he's always a threat to touch the ball. And I would say Kadarius Toney, Dwayne Eskridge, and Cade Johnson, those three individuals who I talked about, would arguably have the biggest home run power in this class. And when you look at what Kansas City has in terms of firepower, all of those guys are elite to very good in their home run ability. And Tyreek Hill, I mean, Clyde Edwards-Helaire coming back healthy, Travis Kelce, all those guys just pop off the tape. Even their quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, is the same thing. You need speed and athleticism at those playmaker positions. So you look at those three guys alone, that can add that element to a tee. But moving to the other side of it, there are guys that can be those possession style, bigger body receivers, bigger slot receivers. And the two guys that I would like to look at or have you look at as well at home are Frank Darby out of Arizona State. And I would say I'm between two here. I look at Ben Skowronek out of Notre Dame, somebody that you could probably move to tight end and kind of move him in and out. But at the same time, it's tough to look past a guy like Sage Surratt out of Wake Forest, who he's played against high-level competition in the ACC, excels in those curl and comeback route areas where you are going to need somebody to replace Alshon Jeffery, somebody that could play that big slot style area as well. And Frank Darby, the same thing behind last year with Brandon Ayuk at Arizona State. He was the number two, but this year is the number one. He's a guy that he took off, and he is somebody that can excel in 12 to 14 yard areas, win those comeback routes, use his physical athleticism to his advantage, and be the guy to replace JJ if you don't think he's going to be the guy and replace Alshon. You're going to need a player like that at the wide receiver position. Moving to running back now, I also believe this is a position where you can add athleticism as well, but I'm looking at a bigger running back that can complement Miles Sanders and pick up short yardage when you need it, because Boston Scott isn't that guy. We saw that he truly needs a complement. If Miles Sanders is out, he can't carry the load there, and Corey Clement wasn't that guy to do so. And if you look at the measurables alone at this running back class, it is fantastic to see if we're looking for this big bodied style running back. And the three big names I'm looking at, and emphasis on big, are Ramondre Stevenson out of Oklahoma. You look at Trey Sermon out of Ohio State. And the other one I would look at is Najee Harris, of course. The three big guys, three big names. And if you watch Sermon at both Ohio State and Oklahoma, lit it up in those inside zone areas, is able to add an element in the passing game. Ramondre Stevenson, same thing. He took over that role down in Oklahoma once Sermon left. And then Najee Harris, I mean, what is there left to say about that kid at Alabama? This is just going to cap off his career here. You need that element. And you saw a team like Baltimore, who's a run first team. They had Mark Ingram, they have Lamar Jackson, but they went out and drafted J.K. Dobbins. And you saw what that was able to do to bring them over the top. And Miles is very, very good. And if you expect to get him back in his receiving graces of how he was last year, I think you have to look at somebody that can take the bull of those heavier carries and allow Miles to stay fresh, keep his legs fresh on first and second down. And then in third and fourth and short situations, bring in a guy like Sermon, bring in a guy like Najee Harris, and then let Miles go do his thing. Yes, Miles is good and can make those plays, but you don't need him to kill his body, especially a type of player like that who does have that explosive ability. You want his legs to be fresh 24/7 when it comes down to it. And then when we get back on segment three, we're going to open up with a quick Senior Bowl only mock draft outside of the first pick because it was near impossible to not pick Ja'Marr Chase at six. But we will get back to it and sprinkle in some offensive line, some quarterbacks, and a few tight end names that you guys at home can go look at and keep an eye on here in the Senior Bowl. And then as we get back to it tomorrow, we will be talking about defense because this team, if you know the Philadelphia Eagles, man, oh man, do they need some defense. So before we get back to our final segment, we are brought to you by rockauto.com. With the ever-increasing number of makes, models, Fiats, Kias, you know all of them. You see the car commercials every single time of the year. It is now impossible to stock all your parts in traditional storefront chains. So why endure the often pointless and seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the counterman orders parts from his computer that only come directly from his warehouse that they most likely won't even happy to carry? You have computers? Go access rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. So go to rockauto.com to shop for your auto and body parts needs from hundreds of manufacturers. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck right locked on in the how did you hear about us section so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. All right, everybody, getting back to this first edition of the Senior Bowl week segment of the Locked On Eagles podcast. Once again, Gino Camilleri, your host, finishing up the show here on the podcast. And I talked about doing this mock draft, and the thing is, I only took three offensive players, and this I wanted to focus on players mainly from the Senior Bowl. And I just wanted to intro it quick because I took Ja'Marr Chase at six. I didn't pick another offensive player to 153 at Ramondre Stevenson at running back for Oklahoma, and then 187 for Cade Johnson out of South Dakota State, the wide receiver. And seeing that I talked about both of them, I didn't want to waste too much time. But tomorrow when we get into it, I'll talk about those seven selections I made on the defensive side of the ball because I firmly believe this team is going to go defensively heavy in this class. Being at the CGS last week and seeing the names and the guys that they were talking to in meetings, there was a heavy majority on cornerback, heavy majority on defensive back. I'm sure it'll be the same down in Mobile this week. So there will be a ton of defensive names to talk about tomorrow as we get into the defense. But wrapping up the offense here, just some names to keep an eye on at the other positions that we hadn't talked about. Tight end, I firmly believe that this is a position that without Zach Ertz, you're going to need to find a good number two for Dallas Goedert, as he has been somebody that has been on and off the field. This class down in Mobile has some guys that I'm looking at and have looked at on tape in the past, and watching this season, you've seen a lot of these names as well. Kenny Yeboah is one that stands out, a guy out of Ole Miss. He follows that Ole Miss style receiver mold where they're a tight end, but they have a wide receiver body. You think of Evan Engram out of Ole Miss. That's what the Eagles are going to, and they've been able to develop tight ends to block very well. Yeboah has the size. He's 6'6", 37, so he's nearly 6'4", 247. If he tacks on 5 to 10 pounds of muscle, he can be a good blocker in this league. But if you're going for strictly blocking tight ends, John Bates, man, this kid, 60-55, 259, nearly 6'6", 260 pounds, has arms for days. He's a good blocker when you turn on the tape. He actually has a piece on YouTube if you go on, and him and Zach Ertz were going over film, and Zach Ertz was teaching him the ins and outs of leverage, and he's a smart player out of Boise State, somebody that can get down the field in those seam routes where they love to send tight ends on. If you're ever watching an Eagles game, you know they love to send Dallas Goedert on that seam route against cover two. John Bates is somebody that could fill that mold as well. Kenny Yeboah, I firmly believe, same type of player. But Trey McKitty has made a few nice catches this week, and he's going to be somebody coming out of Georgia that's a well-polished type of player. Fits into the mold of somebody that could come in and be a number two. You don't really want a developmental style tight end such as a guy like Kenny Yeboah as your number two right away, because he's going to have to learn how to block. We know the Eagles tight ends here, especially with Stoutland there, how he likes to run his protections on the line. He likes to get tight ends involved. We'll see what Sirianni likes to do, but frankly, from a personnel point of view, the Eagles love to have a guy like John Bates to come in there and be the number two. You move to the offensive line. I think there's one name that is really popping. It's Quinn Meinertz out of Wisconsin Whitewater. Somebody that my friend Owen Reese draft on Twitter had talked about last week at the CGS, and I never really heard about the name. And you see him, you turn on the tape, and I Dane Brugler had a great tweet or a great quote in his Athletic article about him saying that he plays lower than the rent on a burning building. I think that's a great way to talk about how low you can get some of these offensive linemen in leverage. He's been a center. He could play guard. Somebody that if Kelsey's retiring, you need somebody that's a people mover, a smart player at that position. And Quinn Meinertz is somebody to keep an eye on there. You saw a guy like Matt Hennessy last year, Lloyd Cushenberry, all got great reps down there in Mobile, all paid dividends by going down to Mobile. And I believe that Quinn Meinertz, a D3 player, just like a kid like Ben Bartsch last year, is going to pay off being in this situation, playing against some top-notch competition. So go take a look at Meinertz, and if you can find any of his tape, it's fun to turn on. It might be choppy because it is a D3 school, but he is a player that pops off the tape. Moving to quarterback position, somebody might be selected off of this roster. As we know, the Eagles' track record with drafting Senior Bowl quarterbacks, I already named all of them in the first segment. If I'm looking at guys right now, there are a few that I absolutely am not taking a look at. I don't think Felipe Franks is a very good football player when it comes down to it. Ian Book, same type of thing. I think he is much a product of Notre Dame. Some guys that I am looking at, if you want to stick it in the pocket style guy, you look at a kid like Sam Ellinger, played at Texas. I feel he got better every single year. He has looked sharp down here in Mobile so far. And another big name guy, SEC player, Kellen Mond, Mississippi State. You look at how they've been able to produce quarterbacks for the next level. Tommy Stevens was even drafted as a tight end. Kellen Mond, if he's willing to make a move, he could be maybe a potential number two quarterback for you if you move Jalen Hurts. And I don't want to move Jalen Hurts unless you can get a pick back. But Kellen Mond is somebody that if you look at Dak Prescott and what Mississippi State has been able to do in their development of quarterbacks, he is a guy I'm absolutely taking a look at. Or even Mac Jones, who's a more well-polished guy that could more than likely be a number two for you right away to sit behind Carson Wentz or Jalen Hurts. If you move one of those guys out of town, most likely it would be Jalen, in my opinion. But when it comes down to it, there's so much talent down in Mobile. Make sure you guys are paying attention to practices all week. We'll be back tomorrow with the defensive segment of the Senior Bowl, talking about some names to keep an eye on, some guys that have lit it up at practice. So thank you guys for joining me on this first edition of the show for this Reese Senior Bowl week. The game will be Saturday. Make sure you guys are tuning in. Jim Nagy and his staff has done a fantastic job down there. They're keeping all the players protected, so shout out to them. And thank you guys for tuning in to the Locked On Eagles podcast. You guys know where to find us on Twitter at Locked On Birds, at DBSELOE, at GC24_football. And you guys know where to subscribe: Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud. You know where to get us by now. Leave those 5-star reviews, leave those rates. Please subscribe to the show and always interact with us on Twitter, guys. We're always talking birds. You know where to find us as always. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. And fly, Eagles, fly.